This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for December 2nd, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. The estate of late drummer Vinnie Paul of Pantera has issued a statement regarding the upcoming Pantera shows featuring singer Phil Anselmo and bassist Rex Brown, with guests Zakk Wylde on guitar and drummer Charlie Benante of Anthrax. Since the announcement of a regrouped Pantera broke this summer, there has been much debate over whether it was technically a reunion. Now the Abbott estate is clarifying, saying, quote, "There can never be a Pantera reunion without Vinnie and Dime. However, there is no better way to celebrate and honor Vinnie and Dime's legacy than to bring the music of Pantera directly to the fans. We are honored that Charlie and Zakk, their very close friends and musical brothers, will share the stage with Philip and Rex to unleash the power of Pantera live around the world." In a recent interview, Charlie Benante revealed the songs he is most excited to play in Pantera's lineup. He said, "I love the song This Love. It has so many different emotions and so many different places that it goes. It's your basic kind of rock song, and then it turns into a monster." Dokken guitarist George Lynch and bassist Jeff Pilson have come together for a new holiday song. It's called It's a Wonderful Life, which gives a surprisingly optimistic and hopeful outlook on a life's journey despite bouts of doubt and indecision. CNN is facing a $17 million lawsuit accusing it of using hundreds of songs in international broadcast segments without acquiring a license or paying the proper fees. The lawsuit was filed by Free Play Music, a production music library company with a catalog of over 50,000 songs to be licensed and used in everything from television broadcast to advertisements to YouTube videos. And yesterday, after praising Adolf Hitler in an afternoon interview with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, Kanye West took to Twitter to share an image of a swastika intertwined with the Star of David. Elon Musk has now confirmed that he's been suspended from Twitter for 12 hours. Elon Musk saying, "I tried my best. Despite that, he again violated our rule against incitement to violence. Account will be suspended." And Kanye West is now no longer buying Parler, the social media service that advertises itself as, quote, "the world's pioneering, uncancelable free speech platform." In a press release, it said the decision was made in the interest of both parties. And a microphone toss by Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses following the conclusion of Guns N' Roses concert Tuesday night at the Adelaide Oval in Adelaide, Australia, appears to have injured a fan. The woman identified as Rebecca Rowe was the one the microphone came down on. ABC News in Australia have shared footage and images of the mic toss, which resulted in her two black eyes. Lindsey Buckingham has made his first comments since the death of Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac. Saying in a handwritten statement released on social media, "Christine McVie's sudden passing is profoundly heartbreaking. Not only were she and I part of the magical family of Fleetwood Mac, to me, Christine was a musical comrade, a friend, a soulmate, and a sister. For over four decades, we helped each other create a beautiful body of work and a lasting legacy that continues to resonate today. I feel very lucky to have known her. Though she will be deeply missed, her spirit will live through the body of work and that legacy." The officially sanctioned Ronnie James Dio documentary, Dio Dreamers Never Die, premiered on Showtime last night. Executive produced by Dio's widow and longtime manager Wendy Dio, and fully authorized by the artist estate, it delves deep into his incredible rise from 50s doo-wop crooner to the early rock days in Elf, Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow, to replacing Ozzy in Black Sabbath, and finally cementing his rock star status with his own band, Dio. Wendy Dio, Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, Glenn Hughes, Vinny Appice, Lita Ford, Rob Halford, Sebastian Bach, Eddie Trunk, and Jack Black are among artists and celebrities that were interviewed in the documentary. You can stream it on Showtime or on the Showtime app. And finally today, tickets go on sale to see Metallica's M72 No Repeat Weekends World Tour. They're on sale as of 10 a.m. today. And that includes the two dates in Foxborough, Massachusetts at Gillette Stadium on August 2nd and 4th of 2024. The North American tour will also feature opening acts Pantera and Mammoth WVH on night number one and Five Finger Death Punch and Ice Nine Kills on night number two. And that's your sit rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 130, featuring Aaron Jones, is available now.